In the wake of the Parkland, Florida school shooting, many students, parents, and school leaders are looking closer at school security. While there haven't been any mass shootings at schools in this state in over 25 years, thankfully, a new WBUR analysis shows that firearms are still making their way onto school property in Massachusetts. WBUR reporter Max Larkin covers education as part of our Edify team, and he did that analysis. Andy joins us now. Hi, Max.
Hi, Bob.
So tell us about this. As far as we know, how frequently are guns getting into Massachusetts schools?
About 4% of high schoolers in the state say they've been threatened or injured with a weapon at school in the last year. That's a couple percentage points below the national average. And then about 3% say they've carried a weapon onto school premises in the past month. That could be a knife, could be a gun. But then you have data from the kids who get caught at school. I looked at state records of students who were disciplined for bringing a firearm to school, and those show that public schools in the state have disciplined about 230 students for having a gun of some kind on school premises in the past 5 years. So that's about 45, 46 incidents a year.
You know, Max, I'm sure people listening to this are going to be startled by that number, and we'll break that down a little later on. But tell us, which schools have the highest number of incidents?
Well, just by pure count, right, about 20% of these firearm-related incidents were in Boston public schools. That shouldn't be terribly surprising given how big that district is, 56,000 students. But in proportion to enrollment, it's a little more interesting. These incidents seem to cluster in surprising places. Pittsfield public schools out in western Massachusetts had much more than its share. So did a handful of charter schools, a few in the Boston area, Fall River, but then also the Hampton Charter School in Chicopee. If you look at the map that we've put on our website, they're actually spread out all across the state. Suburban, rural, urban, all different kinds of schools have trouble with this.
Max, back to the number that you mentioned earlier, 45 guns found in Massachusetts schools each year. What are they? Are they more likely to be small handguns, AR-15s like the one that was used in Parkland, Florida?
Here's where the numbers get a bit misleading. 45 incidents a year sounds like an awful lot, but the vast majority of those over the past 5 years were regarding what the state calls a, quote, other firearm. That could be a BB gun, an air rifle, a starter pistol, or a replica weapon.
So, Max, what's all this tell educators about what's working in Massachusetts and whether school policies still need to be changed?
I think it tells us a couple of things we already knew about Massachusetts, first of all, which is that there are guns in this state. Maybe 20% of households may own a gun, but that the rate of gun violence is actually quite low, the lowest in the country, actually. So we've had close calls, weapons in schools, to be sure. But I think that tension has school officials wondering what there is to do. For instance, in Worcester, they've had a long debate over whether or not to have metal detectors in schools. They've ultimately decided not to do that. Rob Pizzella runs security and school safety for Worcester Public Schools. He says Parkland, even though it happened far away and that we've been spared a mass shooting on the Parkland model here in Massachusetts, it does change things for people in his position.
It clearly does raise the bar on are we spending enough on school safety. It's not the best way to go about funding safety needs, but it obviously helps.
So, Max, among the school officials you talked to, is all of this sparking debate? Will all of this lead somewhere in terms of new school safety programs?
Definitely. I mean, you hear the districts routinely revise their safety plans in light of something like the shooting in Parkland. They're always looking for ways to improve students' reactions, teachers' reactions. There hasn't been a lot of take-up of the idea that teachers should be armed in this state. But you do hear that people are wrestling with this. For instance, Jake McCandless, he's the superintendent of schools in Pittsfield. He says schools can't get rid of the mystique around guns. They can't necessarily make students feel safe on their way home from school or on their way to school. But they can make schools safer environments emotionally, psychologically for students.
We certainly have the ability to really concentrate and focus on social and emotional education, on mental health and catching things early.
So I think that will be the work of Massachusetts educators over the course of the next year and more. They'll be looking for ways to catch these things early, not with security cameras or metal detectors, but with more responsive, engaged, psychologically aware teachers and administrators.
WBUR Edify reporter Max Larkin. Max, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Bob.
See Max's report and an interactive map of where students have been disciplined for bringing weapons to school in Massachusetts at WBUR.org.